remember Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Well, Scott and Lauren are channeling them in 2019 with Mr. and Mrs. Trowbridge. I know it's Trowbridge. You guys, stay tuned for an amazing after show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, this show, Whiskey Cavalier, is just, it sucked me all the way in. It is so funny. It is so, so, so funny. We have a great show for you guys today. Sorry if I'm acting crazy. There is alcohol in front of me and I am not drinking it. But I think through osmosis, it's like sucking me in because I'm really trying to have a sip of it. Welcome. I'm Linda Antwi, one of your co-hosts. And with me, I have, should I go beer brandy or do you want to
Monica, a.k.a. beer brandy.
Right.
The one works.
And I'm Janine, a.k.a. Dirty Midnight.
I really love that one. Right. And you know what? Bellini Bobby, you can call me that moving forward because, you know, that is my a.k.a. Guys, we have a great show in store for you. We are going to do a little scoop that maybe something's happening with the podcast, maybe that, and so much more. We got some predictions, and we're going to have our special segment, Heat versus Heart. And then we'll tell you what these drinks are all about. So, guys, overall thoughts of this episode?
I loved it. It got so much more into the relationship part. And there was still, like, some silly fight scenes and things like that, which I also love.
Yeah.
But definitely the dynamics were really good in this episode.
Yeah.
I was less excited about this episode, but I think it might be the most important episode that we've seen so far because I think it lays the groundwork for a lot of important stuff moving forward.
That is a very interesting observation. I'm going to have to pick your brain later. I thought it was entertaining. I think that we definitely got more heat between the two, Will and Frankie. And I'm starting to believe that whole yin versus yang, like will they, won't they vibe. I'm starting to believe it a little bit more. But this is the corniest episode I've seen so far. It's super funny, but super corny.
Yeah, they were making flat-out puns, dad jokes. I mean, there were a lot of plays on words. It was very silly, very goofy.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed
that.
Yeah,
it was funny.
They went for it. They went all in on the silliness.
Yeah, they did. Sure. Which, you know what? How fun to film, right?
Yeah.
On location, just making jokes. I mean,
they seem like they had a lot of fun in this episode.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. So we first see them in Paris, and we see Susan at the private gallery, and she's kind of poking fun in the very opening scene. And then we are introduced to Miguel Costas, who has that nerve gas. And first of all, they were in Paris, and Paris is the city of love. And we remember from the very first episode, that's a hard city for Will.
Well, Frankie throws it right at him right off the bat. She was like, oh, I thought this would be tough for you.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about that?
Well, brutal. He handled it very well. I mean, he's so resilient when it comes to love. Like, he's just all in and does not seem that jaded. Like, he's like, okay, that's he holds a grudge against Ray, but in terms of, like, love and females, he seems to jump right back in.
I know that we talked last week about pushing buttons and what are appropriate buttons to push, and I know that this one was probably in that gray zone or that no-go zone.
Yeah, too soon.
Yeah, I think it was too far, but at the same time, they're feeling each other out.
Yeah.
They're figuring out where those boundaries are, where those lines are, and, you know, they learn from it. So.
Yeah, and I think that what they're really showing us is he leads with his heart and she leads with not so much just her brain, but like with no feeling. Like she really just wants to get the job done. And I think in this episode, you see a little bit of that strip back where she does have feelings, you know.
I totally get that, though. And I also think it's like, so I can't talk. It's the whiskey. It's those people that have no sense of social etiquette or hurting someone's feelings. I think she kind of borders that sometimes. Like, she says stuff, and I don't think she's meaning to be mean. I think it's the first thing that comes to her, and because she's not a very sensitive person, she doesn't think about it.
Yeah, I think she has a Teflon wall up. I think she truly wants and desires all those things, but I think she's so scared from whatever history that we don't know yet that she's just like blocks it.
I think it's completely strategic. Yeah. Oh. She knows exactly what she's doing. She has that Teflon wall up, mm-hmm. but she wants to make sure that she, you know, like a moat, she keeps them as far away from that wall yeah. as possible. Yeah. So if she is kind of a jerk all the time, yeah. a lovable, yeah. beautiful, badass jerk.
Yeah.
You know, it'll prevent him from even having the option of getting through that wall.
That's true. And you know what? With vulnerability, you know, maybe she feels like she won't be the strong one. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because she has all her... And she doesn't know how to deal with that. It's possible. I wanted to talk about the scene in Paris in the gallery where they had the lasers and they were doing the dance. I died of laughter.
Girl.
It was
all
so...
All three of us were like... peeing ourselves with laughter. That was amazing.
It was amazingly funny. And, like, just, I would never have thought of that, would you?
They're, like, doing choreographed lifts. Yeah. As if, like, they just do this all the time. Like, I just came up Dancing with the Stars. Here, let me just twirl you on my head.
Right.
Like, what? There's probably an easier way around that laser.
It was so awesome. Good.
Not even breaking a sweat. At all.
And still having, like, a full-on conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About relationships while they're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. No big deal.
It was priceless. I thought it was hilarious. I loved it. Loved the show.
Well, we see so many of those laser scenes in so many action movies. I mean, they had to play with that cliche a little bit for this show. They had to.
Yeah. And they did a great job, for sure, with it. So we leave Paris. They get the nerve gas. They go back to New York City. And we see in New York City Ray again, right? So Ray meets with Frankie and Will. And, I see... If you guys are watching us, you'll see that both Janine and Monica squinched their nose as soon as I said Ray. Why is that?
I think we have different views, actually. I don't love Ray, but I feel for him. And if anybody has no sort of censor, it's Ray.
Mm-hmm.
But he desperately wants to be a part of the group, and he's so dumb, and you just kind of feel for him.
Well, maybe
and he's hilarious. I love his character.
Maybe if he really wants to be part of the group, he shouldn't sleep with his best friend's fiance.
Yeah.
For 7 months accidentally. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, the live chat is going off.
Oh.
I turned my head.
It's
and
more than our moms.
Dylan. What's happening, Dylan? Shout out to Dylan. Supposed to be 11:10 West Coast time? No, we're Pacific Standard Time, Dylan. ER's grandpa, welcome back.
Good to see you.
I'll give you that. Fun with deadly lasers. We'll give you a few more shout outs later in the show.
Awesome. Popping. It's popping.
Let's talk a little bit about the main character, well, the main criminal. So, Andre Zimmerman. So, he has the nerve gas. He is going to use it and be tried for war crimes. So, they have to capture him and take him away. So we're going to go to Providence. What's that, Providence?
Provence?
Provence.
I feel like that's right.
Providence
that sounds
is in
French.
The U.S. Provence. Yes.
That feels French.
It is French. And then we are going to save the day. First of all, we didn't really get to meet him in depth. Wasn't that weird for the bad guy to not really know who he was and not really see him to the last part of the show?
I think they kind of had to do that for the whole body double switch thing, but it was really weird because normally you hate this guy already, you're rooting against him, and it was kind of odd. It's like the daughter's funeral.
Kind of. Yeah,
kind of. Been.
It really could have been.
Yeah. The daughter's wedding, and he's just kind of non-existent. That was very weird.
So that's part of the reason that I thought this episode was a little bit less exciting than some of the former ones is it didn't have that give and take with the bad guy the whole time.
Yeah.
But I do agree that it for the storyline, he had to sort of be MIA. And I also think that his absence was a really smart writing technique because they got to fill that time with developing Will and Frankie's relationship a little bit more.
I feel like they spent time developing the whole team's relationship as we move forward, we are going to talk about Jay and Standish and their relationship and what that's looking like. And even a little bit with Ray and Susan where he came through for her when she kind of was, you know, having a pity party. So, Yeah, I get it, but I still like to know the backstory of the bad guy. I guess, yeah. I don't know. I just want to feel like, oh, yeah, this is why whatever happens to you should be captured or killed or whatever. Like, I want to know why. I don't want to just be told, hey, you know, he's got this nerve gas and he's a bad dude.
Also because the show is set up where each episode there's a new bad guy, and a new storyline, and it moves so quick in that realm anyway.
Yeah.
That you do want some sort of development within the episode so that when they get him, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. speaking of and like a network, why don't you tell our viewers a little bit about our network?
Yes, absolutely. We want to thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk. We love you guys. So first off, we need your help. If you are on YouTube and you are watching us right now, give us a thumbs up. Give us a subscribe. Be sure to leave a comment. Obviously, we are keeping in touch with you guys. We want to give you some shout outs. If you're listening on the podcast, give us 5 stars. Also, leave us a comment on there. We check that as well. Mm-hmm. But being a part of AfterBuzz TV means so much to me and everybody here. And if you guys could do that one quick thing for us, it would mean the world to us because then we can keep doing this awesome show for you.
That was a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, it made me want to 5-star and subscribe, which I already do. And guys, don't forget we are also on Spotify, so check us out there. Throw us in your car and listen to us on your drive to work or on your drive home.
If you are listening to us in the morning, good morning.
Oh, I love that. See? That was a special, like, that's for you.
We're coming to you from the past. And you.
I love it. Okay, so moving on, let's talk a little bit about Standish and Jay's relationship in this episode and what we see going on. What did you guys think overall?
They're good opposites for each other. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a little bit much. Like, they're so extreme that you get... I personally, anyway, I get annoyed with both. I'm like, oh, come on, Edgar. Like, that's a little too much. And then, come on, Jay. That's a little too much. So I love that they're opposites, but they are so opposite. Mm.
Okay.
I do think that one requires the other.
Yeah,
they need each other so much. They're the perfect sort of balance to the other one.
That's my take on it, too. I think that Standish kind of doesn't have the social etiquette. He has the smarts, but he doesn't have the social etiquette to smooth off his corners. And I think Jay's the extreme where he is really, really good at what he does. But he has no sense of humor and you can't kind of get through to him besides a professional level. And I think that between the two of them, they're going to relax each other in their personal faults.
Yeah.
And they make each other better. They make each other think of things and look at the world a little bit differently, which I think on a team like this can only be a good thing.
That's a great point. I also love that Jay kind of didn't really apologize, but kind of explained why he is the way he is. That really brought it all together. So by the end, even though I was like, you guys are a bit much, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think that was his apology. I think that he's not the type to directly say, I'm sorry, which, you know, we know a few of them
in real life too.
So it's unfortunate, but true. Let's talk about Susan, and we learned a little bit of her backstory in this episode, which I thought was really awesome, and how Ray was there for her. What did you guys think of that whole thing with her feeling left out, talking about her sisters and all of that, and where she developed her skills?
Yeah, it's nice to see a little bit of vulnerability from her because she's so good at profiling. Yeah. I mean, she's the top profiler, right? So she's so good at reading everyone else that it's really nice to see her guard come down a little bit. Sure. She's humanized. And, you know, I get it. I would feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. So much of this is like them being tough. And it was a very real moment for her. And like you said, explaining where she came from. And again, I kind of like how Ray came through for her. I know everybody hates on him, but I do like his character. Maybe I think it's because I like the actor. Because I watched him on Quantico. But I do like his character. I liked him coming through.
But I don't know if he necessarily came through on purpose. Like, I don't know if he did it knowingly or if he just did it because he was talking like he normally just talks at people.
I don't think he had the intention of, like, coming through for her. But I think he made a valid point that, like, you being left out, I'm really left out kind of thing. Which, yes, very much deserved. But I liked it. I thought it was a good scene.
So we have them playing college buddy, Dan, and Maria or Mary?
Mary.
At this wedding, did you guys buy them as a married couple?
Towards the end. Towards the end. The picnic connection, I mean, I bought it. I mean, if I was objectively another guest at that wedding and I didn't know who they were, I would think, you know, maybe they're a married couple that's going through a little bit of a rough patch. Maybe there's a little bit of distance between them. But as a married couple, I could totally see it, especially with their interactions, their little snippiness. I can totally see it.
Yeah, I guess I get that. I would buy them as a married couple that just had a fight. From an outside looking in, I'd be like, yeah, they're married. They're in a rough patch, like you said.
I agree with Will when they got to the wedding where I felt like I didn't buy them as a married couple because I didn't buy their body language.
Yeah.
But I did buy the kiss. I thought that kiss was shocking to both of them. I think that, you know, once their lips smacked together, they both were like, oh my, wait a minute. What's stirring up? What is all that? Right. What's that chemistry coming from? So I thought that was good. I didn't really understand her whole flirting with the tattooed guy and what that was about and why I was being distracted with Vasily.
It's the moat. It's the emotional moat. It's the...
Like they got too close?
Yeah, they got too close and she had to do something that would push him away. And
But
you know,
do you feel that was clear in this episode?
He didn't go deep enough with him.
Yeah. And again, there was another character that she flirts with him right off the bat. And then we don't hear anything. And then she has a moment with Will. And then he catches her making out with him.
So my question, though, when I was watching it, did they just make out, do you think?
Oh, no. I think she uses sex. I think she uses sex as a weapon. And like you said, a little bit to keep people away. But my issue with it was she's so quick to tell everybody else about not breaking cover and not getting emotionally involved and all that. And not that she was emotionally involved with this guy, but they were making out in a hallway. Like, that's a very quick way to break your cover. And I get that married people cheat, but like, you don't do it in where people can see you.
Like the rest of the wedding party in broad daylight.
Yeah. Unless she wanted Will to see her. I don't know. But like, that was...
Yeah, so
I didn't buy that.
It threw me. So that was part of it. I was like, do I buy this? I don't know. I don't really buy. Like I get now what you're saying, and that makes sense to me. But I don't know if that was portrayed to me very clearly in this episode.
I think I would have believed it more if like he walked by and they were coming out of the room or something. You know, like some way a little more subtle for him to put it together than just them going at it in a hallway. Like
right,
that's
like 2 minutes after you left this emotional moment with Will on the blanket. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like it just was like
It was very quick too.
Okay, you guys, I guess. And then I thought it was interesting because we start to see in this whole FBI, CIA world that they all kind of know each other. So we were also introduced to Michelle, who thought she recognized Will. And we remember from last week, someone recognized Frankie. So it's starting to be like a small world of undercover assassins versus, you know, these government agencies.
We'll probably see more of that.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So
does that happen in the real world? Like, can you imagine? Is it just a small world of assassins? Like, oh, crap. I guess I'm up this week.
I can't imagine that there are that many. Right? They have to run into each other in awkward moments.
Right. Like, yeah, I'm on the job right now. I'll meet you at the bar. So Michelle, she's like, have we met? She thinks she knows Will. And you knew that she knew that she knew him.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, she was like, okay, you could say this, but she's an assassin. Assassins, I would think, are good with faces.
Well, this is also the second character that's had sort of a pretty darn good memory for this sort of stuff. Because remember Bellamy's character? She had that photographic memory.
Yeah.
And so that was going to potentially either help or cause some issues later in the episode or later in the season. So I thought it was interesting that they had Michelle have that good of a memory because I don't necessarily remember one person from a
I think they have to.
They have to. She's an assassin.
And you walk in a room and you have to like know where everybody is.
Survey the land. Make sure you're hitting the right target.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We could be in the CIA. We got this.
Dirty Midnight. I don't know if she'd make... Dirty Midnight, if she was an assassin, she wouldn't find me. That's what I'm saying right now.
Right? Listen, I'm horrible at names and faces. You're absolutely right. I would be a horrible assassin.
I'd probably walk up and give you a hug and be like, I know you from somewhere. She's you tried to kill me.
Fired. Yeah. I would be fired immediately. Yeah.
So we had this great, great girl fight in the locker room. And I, you know what, I really believe Frankie is a fighter, and I wanted to say this earlier, but there was a still shot of Will, fighting, and he was gonna, like, punch the guy, and it was so not good.
I miss that one.
Oh, I'm gonna show it, I'll screenshot it and send it to you, but I feel like I really believe Frankie as a fighter and an assassin, like, she brings her, like, A game.
Yeah, for sure.
And Scott, Will...
He hesitated a little at the end of that scene.
Yeah.
I was like, she's on the floor. Go help her. What are you doing?
Yeah.
But this is also the first time that Frankie hasn't really been, like, at the top of her fighting game, because she was kind of getting her butt kicked a little bit by Michelle.
But was she?
Yeah.
She was about to get shot when he walked in.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. Like, the assassin had the gun to her head, like assassin style. I know it's called something else, but I'm going to call it
execution style.
Yeah, that. And she hesitated. They don't hesitate. She would just shoot you. Boom, it's over.
Right?
But she hesitated for like 5 seconds for Will to come in and then her to like move the gun. I was like,
well, she turned around and talked to him. She was like, I liked you better with the goatee. Like,
yeah.
But that's what they do in all of these movies and shows. They have like one-liners that end up preventing them from killing.
And now you're dead from a hook in the head.
Yeah, that took me a second to figure out what I was like,
how
happened.
Hard did he shove her in the locker?
Mm-hmm. I was like, did I miss something? And I blinked my eyes and he, like, shot her and I missed it?
And that was kind of a little hook. I don't...
It seems like a bad way to go, regardless of whether we saw it or not.
But here's the thing.
I'm not... That's not how I want to go.
Those things happen because, you know, like, you hear about people who get in bar fights and, like, they punch the guy one time and the guy hits his head on the cement and dies. Mm-hmm. Like, so it was probably, like, one of those situations.
Yeah, but death by hook? Death by locker hook?
Super realistic. Yeah. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean... It clearly can happen.
She went out with a bang.
She did. She went out with a bang. Yeah, she got reeled in, hooked in. Hooked in all the way.
There it is.
We are on fire with the jokes.
It's appropriate for the episode.
It is. I wanted you guys to think about, so we fast forward and we have the wedding and we're trying to suss out the bad guy at the wedding and he finally reveals himself. And we see that the groom was having like doubts and he was sweating and he didn't seem happy and he had not forgotten that he was on a mission, but he fell in love. He felt he was following his heart and he didn't want to harm his fiance. What did you guys think about all that?
My only issue was the guy's cell phone volume being up. I was like, really? Like,
you're the dad?
Yeah, that's such a minor thing, but that just took me out of it. I was like, wait a second, why would you have the volume up on your phone? And then you stand up and you're about to run out. Like, it was a bit dramatic. Like, if you're trying not to be seen, you would at least, like, sneak out the other way, or you'd have your volume up. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's not what you asked, but it bothered me.
Okay.
Okay, so with regards to his feelings, I thought it was great because it really paralleled what's going on with Will and Frankie, and it showed that this is not a unique situation, that we're all human, that even if you're some super trained super weapon for the government or whatever, you still, I mean, that's something that you can't unlearn.
For
that's
sure.
Human.
Yeah.
And 5 years, that's a long time.
I mean, I loved it. I think that it did parallel exactly what we were hoping is going to happen in the future with Will and Frankie. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, at least we have something to hope for. And it shows that these guys who live these crazy hard lives, they, you know, we all want love.
They
love too.
Well, I think also if you're now, again, I would make a horrible spy. So all of this is complete conjecture. But I imagine that if you're undercover or you're on these missions, you're traveling a lot. I mean, even people who just travel normally for business and don't shoot anyone, they get lonely on the road.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you're on the road a lot, and I mean, I travel a lot in my life, and you travel a lot in your life.
Yeah.
You tend to meet people because you have to. It's like you have to put yourself out there because you don't know anybody. So if you want to know somebody and not be lonely, then yeah. So,
I have friends in different cities from Bumble. And it's not like not even a hookup thing. Literally, if I'm in a city, it's like I just become friends with people.
Aww, well, that's
actually, I have like pen pals in different cities.
Isn't that one of the features of Bumble? Isn't it like Bumble Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's great. I would do that. Again, this would make me a horrible spy.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that because that's not the, you know, me with the apps. But I love that. And I love that you get to meet new people. And I think that in this situation, you know, spending 5 years with this woman, yeah, you're going to fall in love.
Absolutely.
That makes sense to me, right? Yeah. And then, so the team has a great moment, I feel like, once they've wrapped this up. So we see in the last scene, first of all, that the fiance comes out and she has to make a decision between her fiance and her dad, with love or family. And, you know, she picks love, but we don't know that right away. I loved that scene.
Yes.
And I also love that it was Frankie that kind of took us out of the moment, right? She took us out by just shooting the bad guy in the knee.
It was exactly what you want. Like, it's getting a little too dramatic. Oh, my gosh. And then you always joke about, man, someone should just shoot. And then here she does. And you're like, yes.
But is this the first, like, war criminal or major bad guy that they haven't killed? Because he just got shot in the knee, right?
But that's how it should be. Last week, take out their knee.
Yeah, but last week, she didn't. Bellamy, she was not a major war criminal, but she didn't get killed either.
Yeah, it's really only, like, self-defense when they're, like, killing people. They don't just... Well, sometimes they
do. I'm going to have to go back and crunch some numbers and run the statistics on this because I'm pretty convinced that most people, when they're up against Will and Frankie, it doesn't end well.
They die. Yeah, for sure.
More people die than not, okay, I would say.
I mean, then it was the lucky day. It was the wedding day, so it all was supposed to work out.
Didn't want
to
take out the father of the bride.
Right, father of the bride. Guys, awesome. Let us move on to our special segment, Mixing It Up.
All right. So if you guys are just tuning in, we have a special segment. Because it's Whiskey Cavalier, you know we have to have some whiskey.
And it's Whiskey Wednesday.
So what we're doing is we have a drink for each character. So last week we had Will. We did an old fashioned. This week we're featuring Jay's highball. He's a little classy.
Yes.
I feel like this would definitely be his kind of drink.
Yes.
So smooth. For those of you that don't know, it is whiskey and ginger ale, and it's delicious. So
go ahead, Jay. This drink's for you.
Cheers. I think I'm the only one drinking it, too. It's like,
I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to start working on hers.
Someone has to drink something. Okay, so just real fun fact, guys. I have not been drinking because I'm doing this fitness thing, and this drink is tormenting me. Look at my face. It's tormenting me, but it's all good. I love it. If you guys have any drink ideas that you want to see us do, please do leave a comment, suggestion, who you think a character reminds you of drink-wise, and we'll shout you out, or maybe we'll make the drink.
If this was a BuzzFeed quiz of which character goes with which drink.
Yes.
Help us answer that.
What? How about we take it one step further? We did one last week. What character was it? We did one this week. At the end of the season, if you can name all the characters and all the drinks, maybe we'll have like a little AfterBuzz prize for you.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Excellent. Moving on to some news and gossip. News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so this episode was really great in the will they, won't they sort of tension dynamics. They started, they pulled back, but Lauren actually gave an interview this week, and she said that her favorite will they, won't they character dynamic of all time in television is Ross and Rachel from Friends. And that was an epic one because they let that go for like
10 seasons.
Yeah, 10 years. So, Whiskey Cavalier cast, if you're listening to this, I need it sooner than 10 years. I need it, like, this season. Oh, I'm dying for it.
Yeah, we're not waiting 10 years. I mean, you guys are going to go on and on and on, but we're not waiting 10 years. But then if you think about all the will they, won't they in history, they never do.
Ross and Rachel kind
of. They kind of, they did. They did. They did at the very end. They did.
Well, 10 years later.
Okay, so I think that's adorable, though, that she's such a friend.
Are they on a break right now?
Okay.
Will and Frankie.
This is really cute because Scott Foley is adorable, but he came out and told Talk Stoop that he became an actor because he went to go see a production of Annie when he was a kid, and he just was so obsessed with it that then he became an actor, which when you look at his precious little angel face, you can totally believe it.
I love that.
Okay, so you hinted a little bit at the beginning of the program that someone on the cast might be coming out with their own podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Veer Das posted on Instagram that he's considering doing that. If you're listening, I'm about it. I will definitely tune in.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I want to hear him talk about all things Whiskey Cavalier. Yes. I want to hear him be his amazing self. Yes. His Instagram is so funny.
Yes. Yeah. We'll drink highballs and we'll listen to your podcast.
Yes,
well, absolutely. J highballs.
Yes.
J highballs.
But in honor of you.
Excellent.
The creator, a little bit of fun trivia about the making of the show. The creator and executive producer, Dave Hemmingson, said that when they shot that locker room fight, they trashed it. That's awesome. So I'm wondering, like, how long it took to clean up all the blood and put everything back together. But that was a great scene, yeah, and it was totally worth trashing it.
Yeah.
And finally, and this was maybe my favorite part of the episode, but Tyler James Williams gave a shout out on Twitter to the Otis Redding estate.
I love it.
To say thank you for giving them clearance to use the Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting on the Dock of that song.
Yay. Who knew thank he had you, pipes? Otis,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we know. The more so you know.
Impressed. More singing.
Was it you that said they should have a total musical episode?
No, but that sounds amazing.
Someone was talking to me about Whiskey Cavalier. I was like, oh, I don't know if I'd go that far.
It'd be terrible and awesome.
Guys, for you that are watching us live now, so we have a couple of graphics that I pulled from social media. And the first one that I wanted to talk about is we see Scott here. And Lauren, so we're all on the same page, right? It says Whiskey Cavalier hashtag is the new show we should all be watching. Also, we shipped this already. Why? Because it's Whiskey Cavalier. So people are really loving this new show. Their followers are up. Yeah. Everyone's like talking and buzzing about it. They're really thinking it's funny. So congratulations, Whiskey Cavalier. Yeah.
I join in on the Twitter chat every week too while we're watching, and it's blowing up. The fans are diehard. I love it.
Yeah. I love it. And they're also creating a lot of their own content and stuff too. There was a fun dance by a Twitter user to the intro theme song.
I love it.
And people are doing art. People are getting really creative. Awesome. Yeah. The Whiskey Chasers are awesome.
If you got Whiskey Chasers.
Yeah, that's the name.
I love
we're
that.
All Whiskey
Next
Chasers.
Week, we have to choreograph the dance like they did.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to do a dance for sure. Stay tuned. I love this picture of Jay and Standish, and it's from Will's stories on Instagram, and he said, remember this beautiful shot of two beautiful brown men side by side smiling and squinting in front of a beautiful chateau? It's from tonight's episode of Whiskey Cavalier.
They looked good.
Yeah, they looked really
sharp.
Super sharp.
I love
they
that.
They looked so good.
And then the next one is just our two leads and that infamous moment when it looked like they were going to kiss, but they didn't kiss. And they made it really, really believable. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, we have that vintage car that they were talking about. Wedding guests dressed to impress. Everything is fine. But we also know that everything was not fine. But it was ended up fine in the end. And I like cars. And I thought that was a really cool vintage car to showcase.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a Will car to choose.
For sure.
Yeah.
I loved that she was giving him a hard time the whole time about it.
Yeah, Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And now, last but not least, let's talk about heat versus heart. This is our segment where we answer some relationship questions, since it's such a complex relationship that Will and Frankie have. Are you ladies ready?
Yeah, I think so.
First question. What would you define as cheating?
Oh, anytime you're emotionally spending more time with somebody else.
Okay.
And definitely physical.
Yeah, physical too. But the emotional part is so forgotten all the time. And there's so many examples of those little things that are definitely crossing the line. Mm-hmm. If you wouldn't want your significant other to know about it, don't do it.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good rule. I like that. Your ex shows up in the city that you live in. You are currently in a new relationship. Do you tell your new relationship that your ex is in town and wants to spend time with you?
If I was friends with the ex, it wouldn't be a big deal. But if it's a bad relationship, I wouldn't want to see him.
You're friends with your ex.
Okay.
Maybe you guys don't talk all the time, but you talk often enough. And
yes, I would ask. I would ask the person that I'm with if they're okay with that. And maybe we could go as a group or, you know, I would try to make them comfortable. But if they weren't comfortable, then they're not comfortable.
And then you wouldn't go.
No.
Okay.
Well, I was in this exact situation. Uh-oh. And I declined hanging out with my ex because if you want a future with someone, that's what's important.
Looking forward, not back. I like it. Mm-hmm. Do you think past relationship secrets should always be kept hidden or should you share?
Past relationship secret?
Mm-hmm. So your ex-relationship, mm-hmm. you have whatever special secrets and you've now moved into a new relationship. Do you share those secrets with the new person?
If it's something that affected me where I feel like I need to share it, I'm an open book, so people find out everything about me way too quickly anyway. But if it's like a special moment with an ex, there's no point sharing that because that would just hurt the new person.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if it's helpful or necessary. Okay. Right?
Yeah. But if it damaged you, you better share that because it's going to come out anyway.
Preach. Go ahead and preach. Beer brandy's on the preach right now. I love it. And then favorite date. Would it be a picnic like we saw with Will and Frankie or something that was like highbrow, high money, high expense? No. Which would be better for you?
I'm not classy at all. So it would definitely like a picnic or a hike. Creativity points are everything with me. Fancy. If I have to wear heels, I'm out. Can I wear my cowboy boots?
I feel like you're Frankie in that way.
Oh, with those shoes.
So my love language is quality time. That is so important to me. So if we can have quality time at the opera house and we're all dolled up, mm-hmm. or if we can have quality time at a picnic or on a hike, whichever, as long as I'm getting that quality time.
I love that answer. Yeah. I think that sums it all up.
You feel fancy. Would you be fancy?
I feel fancy. Everyone says that I am a little fancy. But you know what? I'm also chill too. Like, you know, I'm not going to get into all of this information, but I will say this. I'm super casual, but I'm also super fancy. I do both.
Yeah,
love it. I do both. Like, just depends on the mood. Let's just quickly get into a couple of predictions for mm-hmm. our next episode.
I think next episode is going to be a little bit more action. I think this. Now, your After Buzz TV predictions. Yeah, I think there's going to be more action in the next one, more fight scenes. This one was very relationship heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. I also think that now that we've sort of broken down that barrier mm-hmm. with Will and Frankie, we're going to see some more depth. I think it's going to go a little bit further. I wouldn't say by the end of next episode they're going to be romantically entangled or anything, but I do think it will take a step further.
They keep going jealousy one way and the other, too. So there will be a girl next time to upset Frankie.
I agree. Yeah. I think that we're going to see a lot more of Standish and Jay's relationship developing as well. I think that they're going to become like a force to be reckoned with when it comes to like gadgets and technology. And then I do think that Ray is going to have more of a part of the team.
I think he'll make a breakthrough.
Yeah, I think Susan's reeled him kind of in, and she's going to smooth out some of the damage that he's done.
Ooh, what if he has a thing with Frankie?
Okay. Anything is possible. Guys, thank you so much for watching. If you want to continue the conversation, please do. We love hearing comments and shouting out and all of that stuff. Thank you for everyone that was in our live chat. We love you guys and want to hear more from you. If you want to continue the conversation with me, I'm all across social media at Linda is so girly.
And I am on social media at Monica Goes Show.
I'm at Janine Doyon.
Guys, till next week, same time, same place. We'll see you then.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Yeah.
She was about to get shot when you walked in.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. Like, the assassin had the gun to her head, like assassin style. I know it's called something else, but I'm going to call it.
Execution style.
Yeah, that. And she hesitated. They don't hesitate. She would just shoot you. Boom, it's over.
Right?
But she hesitated for like 5 seconds for Will to come in and then her to like move the gun. I was like,
well, she turned around and talked to him. She was like, I liked you better with the goatee.
Yeah.
Like, but that's what they do in all of these movies and shows. They have like one-liners that end up preventing them from killing.
And now you're dead from a hook in the head.
Yeah, took me a second to figure out what happened.
I was like, how hard did he shove her in the locker?
I was like, did I miss something? And I blinked my eyes and he like shot her and I missed it.
That was kind of a little hook. I don't.
It seems like a bad way to go, regardless of whether we saw it or not.
But here's the thing.
I'm not. That's not how I want to go.
Those things happen because you know, like you hear about people who get in bar fights and then like they punch the guy one time and the guy hits his head on the cement and dies. Yeah. Like so, it was probably like one of those situations.
Yeah, but death by hook, death by locker hook.
Super realistic. Yeah, happens all the time.
Yeah,
I mean. It clearly can happen.
She went out with a bang.
She did. She went out with a bang. Yeah, she got reeled in. Hooked in. Hooked in all the way.
There it is.
We are on fire with the jokes.
It's appropriate for the episode.
It is. I wanted you guys to think about. So we fast forward and we have the wedding. And we're trying to suss out the bad guy at the wedding. And he finally reveals himself. And we see that the groom was having like doubts and he was sweating and he didn't seem happy and he had not forgotten that he was on a mission, but he fell in love. He felt he was following his heart and he didn't want to harm his fiance. What did you guys think about all that?
My only issue was the guy's cell phone volume being up. I was like, really? Like
you're the dad?
Yeah, that's such a minor thing, but that just took me out of it. I was like, wait a second, why would you have the volume up on your phone? And then you stand up and you're about to run out. Like it was a bit dramatic. Like if you're trying not to be seen, you would at least like sneak out the other way or you'd have your volume up. I don't know. Yeah, that's not what you asked, but it bothered me.
Okay.
Okay, so with regards to his feelings, I thought it was great because it really paralleled what's going on with Will and Frankie. And it showed that this is not a unique situation, that we're all human, that even if you're some super trained super weapon for the government or whatever, you still, I mean, that's something that you can't unlearn. For sure. That's human.
Yeah.
And 5 years, that's a long time.
I mean, I loved it. I think that it did parallel exactly what we were hoping is going to happen in the future with Will and Frankie. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, at least we have something to hope for. And it shows that these guys who live these crazy hard lives, they, you know, we all want love.
They
love too.
Well, I think also if you're now, again, I would make a horrible spy. So all of this is complete conjecture. But I imagine that if you're undercover or you're on these missions, you're traveling a lot. I mean, even people who just travel normally for business and don't shoot anyone, they get lonely on the road.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you're on the road a lot, and I mean, I travel a lot in my life, and you travel a lot in your life.
Yeah.
You tend to meet people because you have to. It's like you have to put yourself out there because you don't know anybody. So if you want to know somebody and not be lonely, then yeah. So,
I have friends in different cities from Bumble. And it's not like not even a hookup thing. Literally, if I'm in a city, it's like I just become friends with people.
Well, that's
actually, I have like pen pals in different cities.
Isn't that one of the features of Bumble? Isn't it like Bumble Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's great. I would do that. Again, this would make me a horrible spy.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that because that's not the, you know, me with the apps. But I love that. And I love that you get to meet new people. And I think that in this situation, you know, spending 5 years with this woman, yeah, you're going to fall in love.
Absolutely.
That makes sense to me, right? And then, so the team has a great moment, I feel like, once they've wrapped this up. So we see in the last scene, first of all, that the fiance comes out and she has to make a decision between her fiance and her dad with love or family. And, you know, she picks love, but we don't know that right away. I loved that scene.
Yes.
And I also love that it was Frankie that kind of took us out of the moment, right? She took us out by just shooting the bad guy in the knee.
It was exactly what you want. Like, it's getting a little too dramatic. Oh, my gosh. And then you always joke about, man, someone should just shoot. And then here she does. And you're like, yes.
But is this the first, like, war criminal or major bad guy that they haven't killed? Because he just got shot in the knee, right?
But that's how it should be. Last week, got their knee.
Yeah, but last week, she didn't. Bellamy, she was not a major war criminal, but she didn't get killed either.
Yeah, it's really only, like, self-defense when they're, like, killing people. They don't just... Well, sometimes they
do. Well, I'm going to have to go back and crunch some numbers and run the statistics on this because I'm pretty convinced that most people, when they're up against Will and Frankie, it doesn't end well.
They die. Yeah, for sure.
More people die than not, okay, would say.
I mean, then it was the lucky day. It was the wedding day, so it all was supposed to work out.
Didn't want
to
take out the father of the bride.
Right, father of the bride. Guys, awesome. Let us move on to our special segment, Mixing It Up.
All right. So if you guys are just tuning in, we have a special segment. Because it's Whiskey Cavalier, you know we have to have some whiskey.
And it's Whiskey Wednesday.
And it's Whiskey Wednesday. So what we're doing is we have a drink for each character. So last week we had Will. We did an old fashioned. This week we're featuring Jay's highball. He's a little classy.
Yes.
I feel like this would definitely be his kind of drink.
Yes.
So smooth. For those of you that don't know, it is whiskey and ginger ale, and it's delicious. So
go ahead, Jay. This drink's for you.
Cheers. I think I'm the only one drinking it, too. It's like,
I mean,
I'm going to start working on hers.
Someone has to drink them. Okay, so just real fun fact, guys. I have not been drinking because I'm doing this fitness thing, and it's this amazing. Drink is tormenting me. Look at my face. It's tormenting me, but it's all good. I love it. If you guys have any drink ideas that you want to see us do, please do leave a comment, suggestion, who you think a character reminds you of drink-wise, and we'll shout you out, or maybe we'll make the drink.
If this was a BuzzFeed quiz of which character goes with which drink.
Yes.
Help us answer that.
And I love that. You know what? How about we take it one step further? We did one last week. What character was it? We did one this week. At the end of the season, if you can name all the characters and all the drinks, maybe we'll have like a little AfterBuzz prize for you.
Yeah, That's a great idea.
Excellent. Moving on to some news and gossip. News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so this episode was really great in the will they, won't they sort of tension dynamics. They started, they pulled back, but Lauren actually gave an interview this week, and she said that her favorite will they, won't they character dynamic of all time in television is Ross and Rachel from Friends. And that was an epic one because they let that go for like...
10 seasons.
Yeah, 10 years. So, Whiskey Cavalier cast, if you're listening to this, I need it sooner than 10 years. I need it, like, this season. I'm dying for it.
Yeah, we're not waiting 10 years. I mean, you guys are going to go on and on and on, but we're not waiting 10 years. But then if you think about all the will they, won't they in history, they never do.
Ross and Rachel kind of
did. They kind of, they did. They did at the very end. They did.
Well, 10 years later.
Okay, so I think that's adorable, though, that I think she's of, such like, a friend.
Are they on a break right now?
Okay.
Will and Frankie.
This is really cute because Scott Foley is adorable, but he came out and told Talk Stoop that he became an actor because he went to go see a production of Annie when he was a kid, and he just was so obsessed with it that then he became an actor, which when you look at his precious little angel face, you can totally believe it.
I love that.
Okay, so you hinted a little bit at the beginning of the program that someone on the cast might be coming out with their own podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Veer Das posted on Instagram that he's considering doing that. If you're listening, I'm about it. I will definitely tune in.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I want to hear him talk about all things Whiskey Cavalier. Yeah. I want to hear him just be his amazing self. Yeah. His Instagram is so funny.
Yes. Yeah. We'll drink highballs and we'll listen to your podcast.
Yes, well, absolutely.
J highballs.
Yes.
J highballs.
But in honor of you.
Excellent.
The creator, a little bit of fun trivia about the making of the show. The creator and executive producer, Dave Henningsen, said that when they shot that locker room fight, they trashed it. So I'm wondering, like, how long it took to clean up all the blood and put everything back together. But that was a great scene, and it was totally worth trashing it.
Yeah.
And finally, and this was maybe my favorite part of the episode, but Tyler James Williams gave a shout out on Twitter to the Otis Redding estate.
I love it.
To say thank you for giving them clearance to use the Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting on the Dock. Love that song.
Yay. Who knew he had pipes? Thank you, Estate Otis.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we know. The more you know.
Impressed. More singing.
Was it you that said they should have a total musical episode?
No, but that sounds amazing.
Someone was talking to me about Whiskey Cavalier. I was like, oh, I don't know if I'd go that far.
It'd be terrible and awesome.
Guys, for you that are watching us live now, so we have a couple of graphics that I pulled from social media. And the first one that I wanted to talk about is we see Scott here. And Lauren, so we're all on the same page, right? It says Whiskey Cavalier hashtag is the new show we should all be watching. Also, we shipped this already. Why? Because it's Whiskey Cavalier. So people are really loving this new show. Their followers are up. Yeah. Everyone's like talking and buzzing about it. They're really thinking it's funny. So congratulations, Whiskey Cavalier.
Yeah. I join in on the Twitter chat every week too while we're watching, and it's blowing up. The fans are diehard. I love it.
And they're also creating a lot of their own content and stuff too. There was a fun dance by a Twitter user to the intro theme song.
I love it.
And people are doing art. People are getting really creative. That's awesome. Yeah. The Whiskey Chasers are awesome.
If you got Whiskey Chasers.
Yeah, that's the name.
Next week we have to choreograph the dance like they did.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to do a dance for sure. Stay tuned. I love this picture of Jay and Standish, and it's from Will's stories on Instagram, and he said, remember this beautiful shot of two beautiful brown men side by side smiling and squinting in front of a beautiful chateau? It's from tonight's episode of Whiskey Cavalier.
They looked good.
Yeah, they looked really
sharp.
Super sharp.
I love
they
that.
They looked so good.
And then the next one is just our two leads and that infamous moment when it looked like they were going to kiss, but they didn't kiss. And they made it really, really believable. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, we have that vintage car that they were talking about. Wedding guests dressed to impress. Everything is fine. But we also know that everything was not fine. But it was ended up fine in the end. And I like cars. And I thought that was a really cool vintage car to showcase.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a Will car to choose.
For sure.
Yeah.
I loved that she was giving him a hard time the whole time about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And now, last but not least, let's talk about heat versus heart. This is our segment where we answer some relationship questions, since it's such a complex relationship that Will and Frankie have. Are you ladies ready?
Yeah, I think so.
First question. What would you define as cheating?
Oh, anytime you're emotionally spending more time with somebody else.
Okay.
And definitely physical.
Yeah, physical too. But the emotional part is so forgotten all the time. And there's so many examples of those little things that are definitely crossing the line. Mm-hmm. If you wouldn't want your significant other to know about it, don't do it.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good rule. I like that. Your ex shows up in the city that you live in. You are currently in a new relationship. Do you tell your new relationship that your ex is in town and wants to spend time with you?
If I was friends with the ex, it wouldn't be a big deal. But if it's a bad relationship, I wouldn't want to see him anyway.
You're friends with your ex.
Okay.
Maybe you guys don't talk all the time, but you talk often enough. And
yes, I would ask. I would ask the person that I'm with if they're okay with that. And maybe we could go as a group or, you know, I would try to make them comfortable. But if they weren't comfortable, then they're not comfortable.
And then you wouldn't go?
No.
Okay.
Well, I was in this exact situation. Uh-oh. And I declined hanging out with my ex because if you want a future with someone, that's what's important.
Looking forward, not back. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think past relationship secrets should always be kept hidden, or should you share?
Past relationship secret?
Mm-hmm. So, your ex-relationship, mm-hmm. you have whatever special secrets, and you've now moved into a new relationship. Do you share those secrets with the new person?
If it's something that affected me where I feel like I need to share it, I'm an open book, so people find out everything about me way too quickly anyway. But if it's like a special moment with an ex, there's no point sharing that because that would just hurt the new person.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if it's helpful or necessary. Right?
Yeah. But if it damaged you, you better share that because it's going to come out anyway.
Preach. Go ahead and preach. Beer brandy's on the preach right now. I love it. And then favorite date. Would it be a picnic like we saw with Will and Frankie, or something that was like highbrow, high money, high expense? No. Which would be better for you?
I'm not classy at all. So it would definitely be like a picnic or a hike. Creativity points are everything with me. Fancy. If I have to wear heels, I'm out. Can I wear my cowboy boots?
I feel like you're Frankie in that way.
Oh, with those shoes.
So my love language is quality time. That is so important to me. So if we can have quality time at the opera house and we're all dolled up, mm-hmm. or if we can have quality time at a picnic or on a hike, whichever, as long as I'm getting that quality time.
I love that answer. Yeah. I think that sums it all up.
You feel fancy. Would you be fancy?
I feel fancy. Everyone says that I am a little fancy. But you know what? I'm also chill, too. Like, you know, I'm not going to get into all of this information, but I will say this. I'm super casual, but I'm also super fancy. I do both.
Yeah,
both. Like, it just depends on the mood.
That's awesome.
Let's just quickly get into a couple of predictions for mm-hmm. our next episode.
I think next episode is going to be a little bit more action. I think this... Yeah, I think there's going to be more action in the next one, more fight scenes. This one was very relationship heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. I also think that now that we've sort of broken down that barrier mm-hmm. with Will and Frankie, we're going to see some more depth. I think it's going to go a little bit further. I wouldn't say by the end of next episode they're going to be romantically, entangled or anything, but I do think it will take a step further.
They keep going jealousy one way and the other, too. So there will be a girl next time to upset Frankie.
I agree. Yeah. I think that we're going to see a lot more of Standish and Jay's relationship developing as well. I think that they're going to become like a force to be reckoned with when it comes to like gadgets and technology. And then I do think that Ray is going to have more of a part of the team.
I think like he'll make a breakthrough.
Yeah, I think he's going to come back around. I think Susan's reeled him kind of in, and she's going to smooth out some of the damage that he's done.
Ooh, what if he has a thing with Frankie? Oh,
anything is possible. Guys, thank you so much for watching. If you want to continue the conversation, please do. We love hearing comments and shouting out and all of that stuff. Thank you for everyone that was in our live chat. We love you guys and want to hear more from you. If you want to continue the conversation with me, I'm all across social media at Linda is so girly.
And I am on social media at Monica Goes Show.
I'm at Janine Doyon.
Guys, till next week, same time, same place. We'll see you then.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.